And our next guest on our special edition of Art in the Air is the one and only Dorothy Graydon, who we've had on the show many times before. Welcome to the show, Dorothy.
Thanks, Larry. Thank you.
Aloha.
Thank you, Esther.
So tell us a little bit what your art is like and how it's inspired by.
Oh, well, it's inspired by, I hike out west and I hunt for the petroglyphs and the pictographs, which are ancient carvings on the rock walls. And my art mostly is inspired by that. I also am a scuba diver, so I put a lot of fish in my pictures. Sometimes they're hidden and you have to look for them, but they're in most of my pictures as well. Ocean creatures.
Very good. Yeah, and if you've seen it, it's extraordinarily intricate work. I mean, it's just amazing. So the other part we want to ask you about is, well, now with this COVID-19 pandemic, everyone's sheltered in place. How's that influencing your art? Are you being more creative? And also you personally?
I know you probably had to cancel making your paper, which I know you rely on.
Yes, I did, but I'm not supposed to make it now until July, so hopefully by July things will be better. I did have to cancel a major hiking trip to New Mexico a couple weeks ago. I was going to be hiking with my friends down in southern New Mexico and southern Texas, and we were going to camp and hike and look for petroglyphs, but we're hoping maybe in the fall we'll be able to do that, so that's on hold right now. But I'm still hiking every day. I go out into the woods by myself and hike for about 3 miles every morning, rain or sleet or snow or whatever, because it really gets me started in the morning. And I'm also redoing my website, so that's taking hours and hours. My brother's helping me do it. I'm switching over to a different website. And my art, I'm just doing more and more hours. You know, I was doing 4 to 5 hours a day on my art, and now it's more like 9 to 10 hours with my art. So I am producing more, although it's interesting because my friends say that it's looking a little bit more serious these past couple weeks, you know. And I guess it's just subconscious. I'm just not picking up on that. But I guess maybe there is some.
Were they meaning your color palette or the subject matter?
Subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say that the faces that I'm making are looking a little bit more serious than they did, a couple months ago. So, but the colors are still wild. There's still colors of the coral reef that I see in the ocean. And because I love color, so yeah.
What are you looking forward to doing after this is all over with?
What am I doing? Well, let's see, I'll probably go on that hike in New Mexico, and I will just continue making more art. I'm getting some silk scarves made by a company in Canada that's been doing some beautiful silk scarf work for me. And just, you know, keeping busy afterwards, just same kinds of wonderful things that I've been doing. I never get bored. You know, artists just don't get bored.
I know, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Going and just recreating things. And my art is changing a little bit. We're kind of working on icons right now, mythological icons. So if you go to my website, you'll see some new work.
And tell them that website address, please, Dorothy.
Oh, it's just DorothyGraydon.com.
Very good. And Dorothy Graydon is DorothyGraydon.com. So you can go there and see your work. Any final thoughts you have to share with our audience?
Oh, well, you know, I just like to ask people to try and stay positive. And if they've been putting something off, like if they wanted to learn how to watercolor, there are so many different things on YouTube that you can go to, or anything that you've been wanting to do, this is your chance to do it. You know, get out there, and if you've been wanting to do some kind of an art or clean your closet or whatever, now's the time to do it, because whoever has the time to do anything like that? And so boredom actually creates creativity. Boredom influences creativity. So if you're sitting around doing nothing, let your mind wander, and your boredom will turn to creativity. It's a proven fact. So you need that downtime to be creative. Let everybody try and do some of that.
Right.
You know, and stay in contact with friends. I've been staying in contact with a lot of friends and artist friends and that kind of thing, too.
And so many things are being shown online, you know, as far as art projects go or concerts. So it's been kind of a wealth of the art, you know, carrying us through right now.
That's right. And there are virtual concerts out there. I listened to one yesterday, which was really good. It's so interesting to see these so-called, you know, famous rock stars just sitting in their home studio or in their bedroom or their living room, just playing on a piano or just playing on a guitar or whatever. And it's really kind of cool because they really don't have that good a voice sometimes.
It's all part of the processing.
Well, you know who's doing concerts is Josh McLean, too. So be on the lookout for those. He's done a few of them now.
And Marcus Mumford is doing almost daily talks and concerts from his home studio in London. And the other day he showed his tape collection, and I thought it was going to be musical tape. No. He's got duct tape and masking tape and electrical tape. So it's just fun listening to some of these people that, you know, you go to their concerts and they sound so good on the microphone, and then they sing at home and they just sound just like we do.
As part of the whole processing. Well, Dorothy's prescription for everyone out there is to be creative, whether it's cleaning your closet or doing watercolors. Dorothy, thank you so much for being on the show. That's Dorothy Graydon, who is a phenomenal painter, scuba diver, hiker, and everything like that. Thanks for being on Art in the Air.